This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Michigan's economy is recovering at a faster rate than most states, and much of that growth is because the automakers are doing a lot better these days. Ford, GM, Chrysler, all seeing increased sales in North America, sometimes double-digit increases in sales. Recent reports show some slight increases in sales in China. Only European sales are lagging right now. But just how healthy is it for Michigan to remain so reliant on building cars and trucks? As Rick Haglin with Bridge Magazine recently reported, the state's economy has not diversified a lot. We're riding along with the cyclical health of the auto industry. It's booming for now, but for how long? And that's what we want to talk to Rick now. He joins us. So, Rick, how good has Michigan's recovery been? How much of that is due to the auto industry?
Well, it has been pretty good compared to other states. We had the sixth highest performance or sixth best performance in gross domestic state product in 2011. It's been a fairly slow recovery compared to past recoveries. You know, the job growth has been fairly subdued. So it's been a little bit uneven. The auto companies have been really the bright spot, which is good for Michigan because we are so dependent on the auto industry. The auto recovery has been faster than the recovery of the general economy for a number of reasons. One, interestingly enough, is that people are buying cars because they have to buy cars. According to R.L. Polk data last year, the average age of a car or truck on the road was almost 11 years, which was a record. So people's cars are wearing out, and they've got to buy new ones, and that's been good for Michigan.
Let's look at the history a little bit. When the economy went south at the beginning of the recession, Michigan was among the first and hardest hit. It's been said when the national economy gets a cold, Michigan gets pneumonia. How vulnerable are we today compared to, say, 10 years ago?
I don't think we are nearly as vulnerable. We're still, you know, quite dependent on the auto industry, which is troubling in some sense that we have not that we don't have a real diversified economy. But the difference now between a few years ago is that the auto companies are in much better overall competitive position than they were. One of the things that's happened in Michigan in the past few recessions, when the auto companies have led us into recession, The companies were quite troubled going into the recession, which made things even worse. The bankruptcies of General Motors and Chrysler in 2009, and then the financial, you know, the internal financial reorganization of Ford, have really turned those companies around. And the analysts are telling me that they can make money even in a pretty good downturn. That they can be profitable when industry sales are around 10 million units, which is a pretty deep recession. So we should be in better shape the next time we go into recession, whenever that is. You never know for sure, but it looks better now than it has in the past.
Right. There's been a lot of restructuring in the auto industry. They're a lot more productive, using a lot fewer workers. The quality's improved. They're making the vehicles more competitive against the Japanese and the Korean imports. All that could give you confidence that the Detroit Three are stronger. But has the state as a whole learned anything about this economy, about its economy and its reliance on the auto industry?
To some degree, I think we have. I mean, I think the economy has just sort of naturally diversified in some areas. I mean, obviously, the service economy has grown a lot, so we're less dependent on actual auto jobs than we used to be. But one of the issues, though, is that there are lots of spin-off jobs from auto and manufacturing jobs, which. So a lot of the areas that we've diversified into, those are such as, you know, professional and business services, for instance, are really dependent to some degree on the auto industry. So, you know, even though we have diversified somewhat, there is a broad connection there to the auto industry that you know, we haven't been able to break.
Right. In your article, you cited some stats that showed the difference between the spinoff jobs a manufacturing job might have compared to a service sector job. Can you outline that for us?
Sure. The estimates vary, but generally the economists say that a manufacturing job, depending on where it is, every new manufacturing job results in at least two or three and sometimes as many as seven additional jobs elsewhere. George Erichcheck at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research tells me that a service job actually produces a fraction of a job, about seven-tenths of a spin-off job for every service job that's created.
We've heard a lot about diversifying the economy in Michigan into the so-called knowledge industries. What's the story here in Michigan? How are we, or are we, encouraging that?
You know, I don't think that we are to the degree that we need to. One of the things that happens in Michigan, whenever things get good, we kind of forget about why things were bad, and we focus on our traditional industries, whether it's auto. There's actually been a lot of emphasis in the Snyder administration of promoting the agriculture industry, which is, you know, hundreds of years old. One of the problems that Michigan has is that it does lag the rest of the nation in these knowledge jobs, which are in healthcare, you know, financial services, and engineering, some other areas, although we have a lot of auto engineers. And one of the reasons for that is that we have a below-average educated workforce in the state. I think we rank 35th or 36th among the states in the percentage of adults who have four-year degrees. So there are people out there like Lou Glazer at Michigan Future who are saying the reason we can't attract more of these knowledge jobs is we just don't have enough educated workers to attract these employers.
And right, and I guess it was just recently in the Detroit News, they talked about the fact that getting an education in Michigan is really expensive, and yet the state is not giving a lot of public dollars or as many public dollars to its public universities as it has. In fact, highest tuition rates, lowest contribution from the state compared to other states.
Yes, that's very much been a problem. I mean, we like many other states, have disinvested in higher education, although it's been more so in Michigan. And I think to some degree we're paying a price for that.
So what's the bottom line here? Detroit and the Michigan economy were built by, in part, large part, by Ford, GM, and Chrysler. Is that continued reliance a good thing, a bad thing? What are the experts saying?
Well, I think there's mixed feelings. You know, George Erichcheck in my story for Bridge was telling me that this is a great industry that many other states would really like to have, and obviously some in the South have been trying to steal it from us for years. It still pays high wages, even though there are lower wages, lower starting wages in the factories and fewer factory jobs, but it has such a big wealth effect. And as George Erichcheck pointed out to me, they make a product that probably is not going to go away or change greatly. People will still buy automobiles. They'll still have four wheels. They'll have some kind of an engine, whether it's gasoline or electronic. It's a product that is not going to go away, and it's still going to be in demand for quite some time. So from that aspect, it's a good industry to have. The other thing, the downside, I guess, is that it's an industry that has shrunk greatly over the years in Michigan. It's become extremely productive through automation and robots and what have you. It's, you know, replaced thousands and thousands of factory jobs. It's not going to be a huge creator of new growth in the future. So that's, there's good and bad to it.
All right. Rick Haglund writes for Bridge Magazine, put out by the Center for Michigan. Rick, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.